Hey, y'all. We're so glad you joined us today for our Joy of Marriage Consulting podcast, Two Becoming One. I'm Rundy Good.
And I'm Jennifer Good. And we have some good stuff for you today.
Yes, good stuff. So let's get into this for our Two Becoming One Joy of Marriage Consulting podcast. Hey, y'all. We want to welcome y'all back to our Joy of Marriage consulting podcast, where we are helping singles and marriages to find the joy in their relationships. Today we're talking about how do I take my marriage that started in the flesh and bring it to the spirit. And like we always like to start off with, the Word of God. That's our foundation. So Miss Jennifer is going to read John chapter 3, verses 3 and verses 6.
Okay. I want to say hello to each and every one. Thank you for joining us again. We missed you a couple of weeks out, but we're back. And we look forward to engaging with you during this time. John chapter 3, verse 3 says, Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And then verse 6 says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit."
Okay, so here is Jesus once again talking to Nicodemus, who is a leader, a priest, one of the big priests in the ministry there. And as it pertains to marriage and singles, and Jesus says, first of all, that you got to be born again to see the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God, y'all, is spiritual.
Yes.
It's a spiritual kingdom that gets lived out in the natural. The kingdom of God, Romans says, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, when we look at singles and we look at marriages, and we always like to look at our marriage when we're talking about this.
Right.
Our relationship started out as girlfriend and boyfriend and started out as flesh.
Definitely.
You know, it was based off of attraction for me, okay? And then, you know, we became a really good friends. And so, you know, not that you wasn't attracted to me.
Right, right.
But, you know, yours was more the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And so out of that friendship, you know, we got into a girlfriend and boyfriend relationship.
Right.
And then that boyfriend relationship went from being a boyfriend relationship into being a marriage.
Right, right.
But the problem was, it was a marriage, a relationship and a marriage of the flesh.
Of course, yes.
And so what happened is when life started happening to us and we had no spirit, because this is what y'all have to understand. I have to understand, y'all, is this. What's born of the flesh is flesh. Flesh runs out of its power.
Right. That's good.
Okay. So, so if you're in a marriage or a relationship, singles, where it was born of the flesh, that flesh is going to run out of power.
Yeah.
And you see it happening today, because most relationships we see happening, especially if they are decent and good relationship, or it's taking about 2 years for the flesh, for them to run out of the flesh.
Yeah.
So what we want to talk about is, you know, how do we move a marriage or a singles relationship? How do we move that from what was born out of flesh and to be born in the spirit?
Yes. You know? Yes. Because it is possible.
Yes. And so that's what happened with us, because when we came to the end of ourselves, to where I couldn't be what she needed me to be and she couldn't be what I needed her to be, that's when we had to call on the Lord. And when we called on the Lord, what happened was our first marriage, which I like to say our first marriage was the first 9 years of our marriage,
right,
died. It was of the flesh.
Yes.
And then our new marriage, the marriage that we have now, was born of the Spirit.
Right.
Now, what does that mean? It was born of the Spirit. It was reborn based off of the Word of God.
Yes.
And so we both embarked on a journey to where, you know, I can remember like it was yesterday when I was trying to, when I said, okay, God, I want to do this your way, and I want to do marriage your way, and I want to be a husband the way I'm supposed to be.
Right.
That's when I started seeking out to find out what is a godly husband. What is a husband look like in the scriptures?
Yes, so good.
So for you, I mean, what would you say as far as for you, like when that transition from you from the fleshly wife to the spiritual wife?
Yeah, that for me happened when, of course, I got saved, and then I was able to see the Lord in the position, you know, that I was supposed to see him in.
Yeah.
You know, he was first. He was King of Kings. Mm. And so once I realized that if I put my hope and my trust in him first.
Right.
Then, see, that right there taught me how to put my trust and my hope in you.
Okay.
You know, so that it was in the right perspective.
Right.
You know, because now I wasn't seeing you as my Savior.
Yes.
You know, I wasn't seeing you as my, you know, the one that was supposed to give me what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, I mean, you can only give so much as a person.
Right.
And so once I seen that, and then I recognized that, okay, when I put God first, and my trust in him is in everything that I need, then what I get from you is a bonus.
Yes.
You know, it's a plus that's added.
Yes.
And then that takes the pressure off of you and off of the marriage.
Yes.
And so that right there is when I really seen that transformation happening.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. And that's awesome to know that. Because once again, and listen, singles and listen marriages, it's awesome to know that, because once again, when your relationship and or marriage is of the flesh, the people, the two who's in that has to supply everything to that person.
That's right.
And once again, Jesus said in his words that the flesh profits
nothing,
but the Spirit gives life.
Okay, and that's it.
when we was born again in our marriage, and we was transformed in our thinking to look to the Lord, as the one who's given us life. Because once again, flesh profits nothing; it's the Spirit that gives life. What Spirit? Holy Spirit that gives life, and he gives life through his word. So when we done that, then we was able to come back and have the covenant marriage, which is not just you and me, but it's him, you and me.
Amen.
In the marriage, and therefore, you know, our marriage became born of the Spirit. And since it's been born of the Spirit, now we've gotten life through the Word of God.
Right.
Of living, of having our marriage lived out the way the Scriptures have been written.
Yeah.
The author of marriage. You know, husband love their wives as Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
Wives submit to your husbands as the church has submitted to Christ and everything. As we have got to live out those scriptures, we have now have the joy of marriage in the scriptures. I mean, the joy of marriage in our marriage.
Yes.
And so, and this is the reason why we do this for singles and marriages, because singles, once again, you as a single can avoid, you can avoid that fleshly relationship.
Right.
That profits nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus said this, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Right.
You can avoid that that relationship single to where you are in a relationship with this other person and y'all's relationship is flesh. And then when temptation comes to one of you or both of you, because the flesh is weak, you fall in temptations and have other relationships outside of your relationship. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, you got all this chaos going on because what you done was you put your hope and trust in this flesh.
Yeah, yeah.
And how the woman looked and how the man looked, and thinking that they was going to be your all in all. Mm-hmm. And it's impossible for it to happen.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that the singles struggle with is doing it God's way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God's way is that now if it starts in the spirit, what do you mean starting the spirit? If the Holy Spirit chooses your spouse,
right.
And I know
oh.
that's Chinese, that is a foreign language,
right?
That the American culture cannot comprehend.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-mm. But once again, what other alternative do you have?
Yeah, yeah.
Going from relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And every time getting in that relationship thinking that this is the one.
Right, right. I mean, that's exactly what I was saying. I just seen a merry-go-round when
wow.
he was saying those words. Because, you know, every time we try to, you know, choose the one, mm-hmm. you know, we think they're the one. And so we're in a relationship, like you said, for a couple of years. Then it goes down. Well, okay, well, I need to look for somebody else. And it's a constant merry-go-round
oh, my goodness.
Of relationship after relationship.
Yes.
And that will wear away at your soul.
Yes.
Oh, my yes. goodness.
And that's exactly what happens.
Yes.
So the question is, I mean, how? Okay, first of all, you got to come to this understanding that in flesh
mm-hmm.
of every person you meet, there are positives
mm-hmm.
and there are negatives.
Right.
There are minuses
mm-hmm.
and there are pluses.
Yeah.
Now, when you understand that and understand that Holy Spirit, singles, when he chooses your spouse already knows about that person's positives
yep.
and negatives.
That's right.
And so when he chooses them,
mm-hmm.
he chooses them based on your positives and negatives.
Right.
Fitting with the other one's positives and negatives.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that where you're positive.
Yes.
Or, yeah, where you're positive and that person's negative, or for a better teaching, is their strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where you're strong, your strength is going to help his or her weaknesses.
Right.
And where you're weak, their strength's going to help your weaknesses.
That's right. That's right. You know, the picture that came into my mind, you know, when you was talking about positives and negatives,
mm-hmm.
I thought about toy or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're putting those batteries in.
Yeah.
You know, look at how you have to put one way.
Right.
And then you put the other battery the other way.
Yes.
Because if you put them both the same way, it never works.
It never works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's when, you know, when you try to turn it on and you're like, why isn't it working?
Yeah.
And then you check the batteries. You're like, I got them in wrong.
Right.
So you got to have that positive and negative.
You got to have.
But I love how you said, but when the Holy Spirit chooses them,
right.
that's when the two work together.
Yes.
And then the machine will work.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, 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 yes. yes.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're about to bring this to a close, you know, the thing that you have to do is you have to, once again, how you got to first be born again.
Yes.
And born of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to live from the Spirit, mm-hmm. from the Scriptures.
Right.
Whether you are single or married.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what your relationship status is.
Right.
Because once again, spirit and flesh is not going to mix.
Right.
Okay. So when you're born of the Spirit and you start to say, okay, this is how I live.
Mm-hmm.
I live by what the Word of God says.
Yes.
And I always like to say this. I'm not talking perfectly
because
you are still in the flesh.
Right.
But I'm talking about you are striving to live by the Scriptures,
mm-hmm.
by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Not in your own strength, your own self-righteousness, your own power, all that other mess.
Mm.
But you're living by the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to, so that, because you're going to attract who you are.
That's right.
And
that's
if you, right. And if you are Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and living by the Spirit.
Yes.
Being led by the Spirit, as you preached the other day.
Right.
Being led by the Spirit.
Yes.
Then the Holy Spirit is going to lead you as a single to that one. Mm-hmm. And as a marriage, leads you to have a joy-filled, spirit-filled marriage that is born of the spirit and not of the flesh.
That's right. That's
so important. So, you know, this is what it comes down to. What it comes down to is this, y'all, is, and I keep seeing this stuff and it grieves my spirit. And I just keep saying, I just got to call them what these false prophets. You know, I was sharing with you how I read somebody said that, better is about to come to you. Mm-hmm. And you're about to get better and all this stuff. Listen, y'all, that's mess because, see, understand this. Before God can send you better.
Right.
You have to get better.
Amen.
Why would he send you better and you still in the same situation you're in?
Right.
The same condition, not situation, condition. The same condition of your flesh that you're in.
Yeah.
So before, you know, get them, these false prophets out your ears and understand that your focus needs to be, Lord, work on me.
Right.
Lord, teach me how to be led by your spirit.
Right.
Lord, teach me how to live from the spirit and from the word of God.
Yes.
So that I, when I do get a spouse as a single, I am that our marriage won't be born of the flesh.
Exactly.
But born of the spirit, because Holy Spirit led us to be together. Mm. And if you're in a marriage where it's flesh of the flesh, then you say, Lord, transform our marriage.
Yes, because he can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let this old marriage die.
Yes.
So that we can have a born again marriage in the spirit.
Yeah.
Where there are still positives, there's still negatives. Where you're still going to have strengths, you're going to still have weaknesses. The good news is this, is he who is in the midst, who is in the middle.
Wow.
Jesus the Christ by his spirit works all those things together for the marriage. Any last word you want to give before we close us out?
Wow. I'm just excited about, you know, this this new revelation, you know, that God can continues to give us, you know, about a joy-filled marriage because it really is possible in him.
Yes. Well, that's all we have. Please take time to share this podcast with our family and friends, because once again, if it has helped you, think about how it's going to help them.
Amen.
All right. That's all we have.
All right.
Hey, we know that podcast was a blessing to you because it was a blessing to us. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to check out our website at
thejoyofmarriageconsulting.com,
where you can hear testimonies and get our video of the month at a discount price.
So will you be a blessing and share with family and friends our Two Becoming One podcast?
Thank you for joining us today. Tune in next time for our Joy of Marriage Consulting Two Becoming One podcast. God bless you,
and we love you.